our world these days, you know, the old, I forget who's old, it's a cliche now, but who's saying it was originally, that perception and reality are so tied. And I think that for whatever reasons, ideological, which is out there, political, which is out there, the argument about are we pro or anti-business has spun out of control in years past, and it would, neither side was accurate, to be blunt. And I, what's most pleasing to me, and I hope we can join it, is that we will make Portland as friendly as people perceive it to be, and we need to join with all of you and send the messages that need to be sent. This is, you know, this is by any measure one of the most successful and attractive cities in the country right now. At the same time, people are flocking here and doing all sorts of things, paying crazy housing prices to want to live into the city because of the value in the city. We've been arguing with each other instead of marketing and strategizing to take advantage of all that talent that's here and get businesses in place that can employ them and prosper. And so I think that's our next step together. We needed to make this move to ask you to make the next move, and I'm asking you to say, let's change the rhetoric, let's change the argument, let's get out there and promote Portland so that your businesses can prosper and we can provide the services that are needed. And so it really feels good, and I'll just stop. It's getting late, and vote aye.
Potter.
Thanks for leaving me a couple of minutes. I just wanted to really say thanks to you, Commissioner Adams. Your leadership and actually your persistence has really paid off on this. And I think what really tipped it for me, because we deal with this issue all the time at City Council, is what is the equity in the situation? How is this fair or not fair? And often we turn back fees to somebody because we didn't follow our own process. To me, this is a much larger issue in the sense of how many people it affects. But I came to the conclusion that this really was regressive on small businesses, and that I know that there is risk involved. I think Commissioner Leonard said it very well in terms of when the economy goes south, and we know that it's cyclical and it will, that this involves a certain amount of risk. But listening to some of these stories from the small business owners about when they get up in the morning, the day is full of risk, and that you don't have a rainy day fund, and that you make things work, really impressed me. And I think this is the right thing to do. I think that our small business community really, really deserves this. And I appreciate you folks sticking around Portland. And I want us to grow together as a community and work with the business community as we have. Commissioner Salzman is right, is that a lot of the things that have occurred in the last few years is because the business community supported it, all the way from our schools down to the police and fire reforms. So I am thankful for what our business community gives back to the citizens. And I'm thankful that this is some small repayment on our part to a group of people who work very hard to make Portland a successful, vibrant city. So thank you all. Thank you, Commissioner. I vote aye. We're adjourned until next week. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Really. Good job, Sam.
Yep.
Good job, Mayor.